ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. సదాశివారంభాం శంకరాచార్య మధ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్య పర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం సద్గురు చరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః. బ్రహ్మసూత్రాస్ చాప్టర్ 3 పాదా 2 సంధ్యాధికరణం. సంధ్యే సృష్టి ఆహహి నిర్మాతారం చ ఏకేం పుత్రాదయశ్చ మాయా మాత్రం తు కాత్స్న్యేన అనభిష్వ్యక్త స్వరూపత్వాత్ సూచకశ్చ హి శృతే ఆచక్షతే చ తద్విదః పరాభిధ్యానాత్తు తిరోహితం తతో హ్యస్య బంధ విపర్యయౌ దేహ యోగాద్వాసః అపి తదభావాధికరణం. తదభావో నాడీషు తత్శ్రుతే ఆత్మని చ అత ప్రబోధ అస్మాత్ కర్మానుస్మృతి శబ్ద విద్యాధికరణం. సయేవతు కర్మానుస్మృతి శబ్ద విధిభ్యః ముగ్ధే అర్ధసంపద్యతికరణం. ముగ్ధే అర్ధసంపత్తిః పరిశేషాత్ ఉభయలింగాధికరణం. న స్థానతోపి పరస్య ఉభయలింగం సర్వత్ర హి న భేదాద్ది చేత న ప్రత్యేకం అతత్వచనాత్ అపి చ ఏవ మేకే అరూపవత్ ఏవ హి తత్ ప్రధానత్వాత్ ప్రకాశవచ్చ అవయర్థ్యం ఆహ చ తన్మాత్రం దర్శయతి చాతో అపి స్మర్యతే అత ఏవ చోపమా సూర్యకాదివత్ అంబువత్ అగ్రహణాత్తు న తథాత్వం వృద్ధిహ్రాసభాక్త్వం అంతర్భావాత్ ఉభయ సామాంజస్యాతేవం దర్శనాచ్చ ప్రకృతై తావత్వాధికరణం. ప్రకృతై తావత్వం హి ప్రతిషేధతి తతో బ్రవీతి చ భూయః. We have been seeing the 22nd Sutra, 2nd Pada, 3rd Chapter, 340th Running Brahma Sutra. So we saw the general introduction of this Adhikaranam, the 5th topic, namely the explanation of Neti Neti of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, 2nd Chapter, 3rd Section, 6th Mantra in the last class. Now we will see the word analysis of this Sutra. First, let us see a running meaning. The sutra is Prakrithai Tavatvam Hi Pratishedati Tato Braviti Cha Bhuyaha. Pratishedati Hi. Through the statement Neti Neti in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, the Shruti, the Upanishad, negates, and the word Pratishedati means negates. That alone is there, all others we have to supply. Namely, through the statement Neti Neti in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, all that we have to supply. So through the statement Neti Neti, the Shruti negates. Prakritai Tavatvam. Only two specific attributes mentioned in that section, they are negated. Namely, the Murta Prapancha and Amurta Prapancha, if you remember all that. One set of attributes is visible attributes like prithivi, water, agni. They are all visible attributes. They are called murta visheshanam. And akasha and vayu, they are the invisible attributes. They are called amurta visheshanam. We saw all these things in the last class. Similarly, stula prapancham and stula shariram are murta visheshanam. And Sukshma Shariram and Karana Shariram, they are Amurta Visheshana. And the word cha means moreover. And Braviti Bhuyaha. Shruti clarifies this again, Bhuyaha. Tataha, thereafter. Now we will go to the significance of the words. This is just the running meaning. Now we will see the significance of the words. Pratishedati means negation. And who negates? Shruti negates, that is understood. The Veda itself negates. Neti Neti is the Vakyam. In 2nd chapter, 3rd section, 6th mantra, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. We are familiar with this mantra. I have quoted this earlier also. neti neti, nahi, etasmat iti, neti anyat, param, asti, atha namadeyam, satyasya satyamiti pranavai satyam, tesha amesha satyam. This we have seen in detail during Brihadaranyaka discussion also. And I have also explained the word satyasya satyam earlier. So the word he here is the emphasis to negate the purvapakshi. And prakriti tavatvam, prakriti tavatvam, once these specific two attributes, that is murta, murta, prapancha, and they are specific only these two, and do not extend this to Brahman, the substance. Negation is only with respect to these two specific attributes and should not be extended to Brahman, the substance. This much refers to the two specific attributes only, which are prakrita, which occurs in the very section. That means murta, amurta, brahmanam, or Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Murta nama rupa prapancha, murta nama rupa prapancha, and amurta nama rupa prapancha, it negates only this two. And Shruti itself knows that there are people who will misunderstand, and therefore Shruti itself clarifies the point. How does it do it? That attributes are to be negated as the lower order of reality. This is uniqueness in Advaitam. The lower order of reality, and Brahman is to be retained as higher order of reality. The world is to be negated as lower order of reality, and Brahman, the substance, has to be retained as the higher order of reality, and it is conveyed through the satyasya satyam, that usage in the Upanishad. Brahman is higher reality, sustaining the lower reality, mithya also. And a technical point that we should remember here is, whenever we talk of negation, it means it is not non-existence of the world. I made it very clear in the last class also. Whenever we talk of negation, it means it is not non-existence of the world. The word negation means only of a lower order of reality. It means the higher order exists in lower form. World is negated means world is mithya, the lower order of reality. You do not take the body as absolute reality. Negation means mithya and not non-existence. It must be very clear. Negation means mithya. It is not non-existence. This is said in the same mantra 2.3.6 of Brihadaranyaka, once again for clarity. It is mentioned as satyasya satyam. And there is one more point also we saw. When the Shruti says world is satyam and Brahman is mithya, Brahman is satyasya satyam, the Shruti has used the word satyam alone for both lower and higher order of reality. And one may argue, word mithya has not been used in the Shruti. Brihadaranyaka did not use the word mithya at all. It is giving a word satyasya satyam. Why do you convert satyasya satyam as mithya prapancha satyam? And the word is called satyam because of another reason. It is not used in the sense of reality. Satyasya word is used for the world, and hence the word does not mean the reality. The Upanishad says murta prapancha. Murtam is called sat and amurtam is called tyam. I mentioned earlier, murta prapancha. Murtam is called sat and amurtam is called tyam in satyam. And the first satyam is not the regular word reality, and it is called murta amurta visheshana. It is said Brahman is satyam. And the second satyam means satyas, in satyas satyam, the second satyam means reality, refers to Brahman. So first satyasya does not mean the reality, that is the lower order of reality. Now let us go to the next sutra. Tad avyaktamaha hi. 23rd Sruta, second Patha, third chapter, 341st running Brahma Sutra. So here a question can arise in the mind of a seeker after the first Sutra. By neti neti vakyam, Shruti defines Brahman. Okay. Brahman is the only substance after the negation of the murta and amurta prapancha. And I am supposed to understand Brahman as the very substance, which remains after the negation of all the attributes. Murta, amurta, prapancha, they are all attributes. And what is left is attributeless Brahman, that is reality. The problem here is, after negating everything, there is no Nirgunam Brahman. That is why some people said that there is no such thing called Nirgunam Brahman at all. Because when you negate everything, there is no Nirgunam Brahman also. So there is no such thing called Nirgunam Brahman. Therefore, how can you say unnegatable Brahman remains? That is the question. For that, Vyasacharya gives the answer. Unnegatable Brahman remains as Nirgunam, but you cannot objectify that. You can negate only a thing which can be objectified. Unnegatable Brahman remains as Nirgunam, but you cannot objectify that. Because what is objectifiable is an attribute, yet drishtam tadgunaha. And attributeless Brahman is there, and if you do not see, it is the nature of Brahman and it is avyaktam. The nature of Brahman, it is avyaktam. Brahman remains Nirguna. It is not objectifiable. Then one might ask, if Brahman remains as a reminder after negating everything, because you naiti, 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 all that you negated, then how do you say it is there? Then Upanishad Yanja is calling us ignorant. It says, you cannot objectify Nirgunam Brahman, and fortunately or unfortunately, that Nirgunam Brahman is what? Is you yourself the very subject? You yourself alone is that Nirgunam Brahman. It is unobjectifiable. This is the essence of this sutra. Now let us do the word analysis. First, let us do the running meaning. Tad means that Brahman. Avyaktam. Avyakta means he is not objectifiable. Ahahi. Ahahi means it is revealed. By what? Shruti. Shruti reveals it. Now let us see the significance of the words also briefly. Tad means that Nirgunam Brahman, unnegatable Brahman, which remains as remainder after the negation of the Murta Amurta Prapancha. Actually, Shankaracharya, he says in the Pratasmarana Stotram, Pratar Bhajami Manasa Pachasa Magamyam Pacho Vibhanti Nikilam Yadanugrahenam Yan Neti Neti Vachanaihi Nigama Vochuhum Tam Deva Devam Ajamachutam Ahuragriyam Pratar Bhajami Manasa Vachasamagamyam. The early morning, I worship that which is beyond the mind, Manasa and also Vachasas, mind and speech, which is beyond that. I worship that. Vacho Vibhanti Nikila Yet Anugrahena. By whose grace all speech, they all shine, they all get revealed. Yen Neti Neti Vachanaihi Nigama Vochuhu, who is expressed in the scriptures by the statement Neti Neti, the Upanishads. Since that Brahman cannot be adequately expressed by words, Tam Deva Devam Ajam Achyutam Ahuhu Agriyayam, who is called the God of the Gods, Deva Devam Ajam, unborn, Achyutam, infallible, imperishable, and Agriyayam, foremost, that is primordial truth. So Deva Devam can be translated here as Satyasya Satyam. And Avyaktam, normally we translate it as unmanifest, but in this context it is aprameyam, not available for any pramana. It is pramana agochara. Ahahi, because it is revealed in the Shruti statement, in the Upanishad statement. And the Shruti Vakyam kept in mind here is the Mundaka Upanishad Shruti in the third chapter, first section, 8th mantra. Na chakshusha grihyate napi vacha nanyai devai tapasa karmanava jnana prasadena vishuddha sattvaha tatastutam pashyate nishkalam jayamanaha. That Brahman is not grasped by the eye. Na chakshusha grihyate napi vacha, not by speech, nor by other senses, nor by tapas, nor by karma. When one's mind is purified by the clearness of knowledge, that alone he sees the indivisible Brahman by contemplation. Jayamanaha. And again, in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, third chapter, 9th section, 26th mantra says, Sayesha neti neti atma agrihyo nahi grihyate. That Atman is to be described by no, no, neti neti, naiti, naiti. He is incomprehensible, because that Atman cannot be and is not comprehended. And again, Mundaka Upanishad says, Yattadadresham, Agrahyam, Agotram, Avarnam, Achakshushrotram, Tadapanipadam, Nityam, Vibhum, Sarvagatam, Susukshmam, Tadavyayam, Yad Bhuta Yonim Paripashyanti Dhiraha. You cannot grasp Brahman through any instrument of knowledge. All these Upanishads categorically say, Brahman can never be grasped. Nirgunam Brahman can be understood only in one way, and that is to claim without objectification that I am Nirgunam Brahman. In me alone, the Nirgunam Brahman, Murta, Amurta, Mithya, Prapancha exists. I have to own it up. I am the only substance of creation, and Murta, Amurta, Prapancha exists in me. Just only recap what we have discussed so far. I will just, off and on, it is better to refresh, otherwise we may lose track. So we are in the sixth adhikaranam, or the second part of third chapter, sadhana adhyaya, a chapter dealing with the sadhanas to gain self-knowledge. This I have mentioned it in the introduction of this particular chapter itself. And the second pada deals with the jivatma swarupam, the tvam padartha of tattvamasi, and paramatma swarupam, tat padartha of tattvamasi. And they come under sadhana, because only after analyzing their individual nature, we can talk about the asi padam, namely aikyam, the oneness, the identity of jiva and paramatma. Therefore, the word asi will be meaningful only if the word tat and tvam are properly understood. Otherwise, the teacher will say Brahman, keeping something in mind, and the student will be thinking Brahman as something else in mind. How can I be Brahman while I am only an embodiment of Brahma? So all these doubts the student will have. So tat pada and tvam pada are sadhanas, and asi pada vichara is the sadhya. In the first four adhikaranas, jivatma vichara was done by analyzing various avasthas of jivatma and established that jivatma is avasthatraya sakshi. This we have already seen. I'm just only summarizing what we have seen so far in this particular section. Now we have come to the paramatma vichara here from fifth adhikaranam onwards. And is it endowed with any attribute was the question. And this question is being analyzed here. And in the scriptures, the glories and the gunas of Paramatma are talked about. Whether we should take both, that is the substance part and attribute part, or negate both, or we should retain only one, is the point that needs analysis. Whether but take both, substance part and attribute part, or negate both, or should be retain only one. That is the question. And we say Paramatma substance part should be retained, and all the attributes part should not be taken into account. Paramatma is therefore Nirgunaha, because all attributes gunas are removed. And that is what we established in the fifth adhikaranam. And in the side, we deal with a question raised by a Purvapakshi that guna and guni both should be negated. He said both the attribute and substance both should be negated. Attribute is guna and substance is guni. And according to them, shunyam is the ultimate substance. Neither consciousness is there, nor the attributes are there, according to this Purvapakshi. And in support of the neti neti vakyam, they interpret as one neti. There are two netis, neti neti. They interpret as one neti to the attributes and the other one to the substance. This is not there, first neti, that says guna nishedaha, there is no attribute. And the second one is dravya nishedaha, substance is negated. Whereas Siddhanti, this is a Purvapakshi, and the Siddhanti says two netis refer to two forms of attributes only. It is negation of two forms of attributes. One is perceptible, murta prapancha, and another is subtle attribute. Therefore, it is not shunyavada. All attributes are negated, and Brahman alone is attributeless Brahman. And further, Vyasacharya says, tad avyaktam. He uses the word tad avyaktam. The attributeless Brahman is not objectifiable. And all our organs, they can identify the objectifiable objects, and ultimate Brahman is not available for objectification and not identifiable by our sense organs, any of our instruments of perception. Attributeless Brahman is not objectifiable, and it does not mean it is non-existent. Attributeless Brahman is not objectifiable. That does not mean it is non-existent, but it is the very subject, the absolute reality. Therefore, you are the Nirguna Brahman, and whatever you objectify happens to be the attribute. Substance is the subject. Attributes are the objects. And the objective attributes can never belong to the subject. Therefore, Brahman is the Nirguna subject, the very subject. This he says in the next sutra that we will read. Apicham samradhane pratyaksha anumanabhyam. Apicham samradhane pratyaksha anumanabhyam, 24th sutra. Here Vyasacharya gives another support to establish that Brahman is not shunya, the absence obtaining after negating everything. It is a possible substance. That's what he establishes. For this, he talks about the wise person jnani who tries to recognize Brahman by applying neti neti pramanam. So whatever he sees as murta visheshanani, whatever he is perceptible, and in the mind there are varieties of thoughts, varieties of emotions, and he negates all of them at the time of meditation. And he then arrives at not the shunyam at all. Vedantic meditation is not shunyam meditation. These are all things which are all, this concept should be very firm in our minds. Vedantic meditation is not shunyam meditation. It is not a state of thoughtlessness. I mentioned this earlier. Vedantic meditation, vididhyasanam and all, is not a state of thoughtlessness. He arrives at Brahman as consciousness, which is the witness of all the negation, witnesses the absence of all the objects. That is the witness of all the negation, and it witnesses the absence of all the objects also. And when others say mind is blank, Vedantin says that mind is something other than consciousness. The blankness is because of Chaitanya Jyoti. And therefore, Brahman is not Shunyam, but Bhava Rupa Chaitanya. The word is Bhava Rupa Chaitanya. This is not my assumption, and it is said in the Upanishads. That's what Acharya says. This is not given in my thing. It is given in the Upanishads. They do not recognize Shunyam, but recognize it as Jyoti. Chaitanyam or Chaitanya Jyoti. And this has got both the Shruti Pramanam and the Smriti Pramanam. And the Shruti Pramanam is from where? From Kathopanishad. We also are familiar with this mantra. Paranchikani Vitrana Swayambhu Tasmat Parang Pashyati Nantaratmanam Kaschid Dhiraham Pratyagatmanam Vaikshatam Avrittas Chakshuhum Amritatvam Ichchanna. When he negates all the objects and turns inwards, he recognizes the Chaitanyam. This is the witness at the Sakshi Chaitanyam, witness. The conclusion is what? Atma is Nirguna Chaitanyam and not Shunyam. That is our argument. And Shankaracharya gives another quotation also from Mundaka Upanishad, 3rd chapter, 1st section, 8th mantra. Na chakshusha agrihyate napi vacham nanye devais tapasa karmanava jnana prasadena vishuddha sattvaham tatastu tam pashyate nishkalam dhyayamanah. That says, when a man's mind has become purified by the serene light of knowledge, then the person sees that Brahman, him, meditate on him as without any part, nishkalam, without any parts, not endowed with any parts. Such a person with pure mind recognizes Chaitanya. That is what this mantra says. This does not mean objectifies, but he just subjectifies Paramatma, and he claims Paramatma as I, the very Chaitanyam, which does not require a thought to illumine. It illumines everything else. It is because of that thoughts get illumined. And he also gives a quotation from Mahabharata, from the Shanti Parva, that says, Yam vinidram jitasvashaha santushta samyatendriyaha jyotihi pasyanti yunjanaha tasmai yogatmane namaha. So that yogatma, my namaskaram. He who is seen as light by the yogis, meditating on him sleeplessly, with suspended breath, with contented minds and subdued senses, reverence be to that Paramatman. And the yogins see that Atman, the august eternal person, eternal one. I mean, we should not objectify any of them as oneself. Here it is emphasized that attributes alone can be negated and never the very substance, subject or the consciousness. It can never be negated. Now let us see the word analysis of this sutra. First we will see as usual the running meaning. Apicha samradhane pratyaksha anumanabhyam. That is the sutra. Apicha samradhane pratyaksha anumanabhyam. Apicha means moreover. Samradhane. Samradhane here refers to dhyana, meditation. And pratyaksha anumanabhyam, as revealed by the shruti and smriti. Now we'll see the significance of the words. Apicha means moreover. Further support of Vedantic meditation is given here. Vidvat Anubhava Pramanam, and Samradhane means in this context, as I mentioned, is Dhyanam or Vedantic meditation. And this recognition is possible only if you recognize Aham Brahma Asmi at the time of Shravanam. Otherwise, meditation is of no use. Aham Brahma Asmi one should recognize at the time of Shravanam. Meditation cannot give new knowledge, but relive the knowledge gained during Shravanam. People should understand. Meditation cannot give you any new knowledge, but it has to only relive the knowledge gained during Shravanam. Pratyaksha Anumanabhyam. It means Shruti Pramanam here. Pratyaksha Pramana does not require any proof. And what is known by Pratyaksham, we do not ask for any other proof. Pratyaksha proof is final. Veda Pramana is considered as Pratyaksha Pramanam. It does not require any other proof. But Shruti tells, I take it as fact. I do not hunt for other proofs when Shruti itself says. Anumanam here refers to Smriti Pramanam. Pratyaksha Pramana refers to Shruti Pramana, Veda Pramanam. Anumanam refers to Smriti Pramanam. Smriti depends upon Shruti Pramanam anyway. So Anumanam inference always depends upon Shruti. Logic is always weaker than Shruti and Pratyaksha Pramana. Even the science has no right to question Veda Pramana. Let us go to the next sutra. Prakashadivacha avaiseshyam prakashascham karmanibhyasat. 25th sutra, 2nd pada, 3rd chapter, 343rd running Brahma Sutra. So the discussion on the character of Brahman is continued here. First, let us see the general analysis of this sutra. And Vyasacharya quoted the example of meditation to point out that Brahman is a positive entity and as the very Chaitanyam after the negation of everything else. It is not Shunya. This is Vyasacharya's approach. When he tries to handle the Shunyavadi, some other Purvapakshi, he takes advantage of the argument and he interjects. Now, the another Purvapakshi, here it's a Dvaita philosopher. He says, he attacks Vyasa from another angle. He says, you accept meditators recognize Paramatma. Because he said dhyana meditation and all the previous sutras, Samradha. So that is Jivatma meditator recognizes Paramatma. That's what you say. Jivatma knows Paramatma. Then it is clear that Paramatma is an object of recognition. And Jivatma is subject of recognition. And subject and object cannot be identical. You say they are all identical, cannot be identical. That proves Jivatma and Paramatma are different. One is the subject of knowledge and the other is the object of knowledge. This is the Bedavadi Purvapakshi. Here Vyasacharya says, no doubt I made that statement. I use the word Jivatma and Paramatma. I do say Jivatma and Paramatma are same also. I use the both the words. I also say they are same. It appears as though I am contradicting. Who says? Vyasacharya says. It appears as though I am contradicting. I do accept difference from Vyavaharika and Sharira Drishti. Jivatma is Murta, Amurta, Sharira, Avachinna, Chaitanyam. Jivatma is consciousness enclosed in the Murta, Amurta, Shariram, Arthula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram, Karana Shariram, Murta, Amurta, Prapancha, Avachinna Shariram. It is a consciousness enclosed in Murta, Amurta, Prapancha. Avachinna is the macro container. And seeing this in view, I use the word Jivatma and Paramatma. When I say the difference, I say consciousness in micro container and consciousness in macro container. Keeping that difference in mind, I use two distinct words, Jivatma and Paramatma. It is only consciousness in content is same. In the micro containers only are different. When I say that you, the Jivatma, the knower, and Paramatma, both are one and the same. At the time of equation, I shift the vision. When I say Aikyam, I shift the vision to content Chaitanyam, not the container. That is space contained within a pot, micro container, and space contained in a huge macro container. I acknowledge the difference between the two containers. I remove the difference in another context. And Vyasacharya says, Vyavaharika Drishtya, difference I focus. And Paramarthika Drishtya, identity I focus. When I ask you to bring, for example, a banana, you bring a banana with the skin. And when I say, I ate the banana, you take it, I have eaten only the banana, not the skin. Your discriminative intellect takes the right meaning, taking the context. You do not take the vachyartha, and you do not take the skin part, but the banana part as the context requires. So a word can refer to the totality and can also refer to the part. When I ask you the cost of a hall, for example, you take the whole hall. And when I say, I am seated in the hall, you never take the whole hall, but a part of the hall. When I say this desk, desk refers to the whole desk. And when I say the book on the desk, I refer to the part of that desk, that part of the desk where the book is. So Jivatma can refer to Sharira or Shariri, Chaitanyam. And we take the meaning according to the context. And the content, Chaitanyam, does not have the attribute of container. The content, Chaitanyam, does not take the attribute of the containers. Chaitanyam within micro container and Chaitanyam within macro container, both are attribute-less. For example, the light does not take attribute of the object with which it comes into contact. Light encounters the body, but the body does not pollute the light. The consciousness within the micro container is small, and the consciousness in macro container is big. All those. How can you say small Nirguna Chaitanyam and big Chaitanyam be identical? It is not micro consciousness. Consciousness is not small or big. Container alone can be small or big. And consciousness is one entity in which small and big consciousness exist. That is what we have to understand. Container is that entity. It is all difference of the Vedas, the medium. Attributes of containers do not pollute or get associated with the content Chaitanya. Now let us do the word analysis. First, let us see the running meaning of the sutra. Prakasha, the word prakasha is used twice in the sutra. The first one refers to the regular light, prakasha. And the second prakasha refers to the abhaudika prakasha, the Chaitanya. Cha means however. And avaiseshyam means Jivatma and Paramatma are identical. Vaiseshya means different, avaiseshya. So prakasha divate, like the light example. And prakashaha cha, and the Paramatma, cha means and the Paramatma, prakashaha means Paramatma, is apparently different. Karmani, during the act of meditation. Here karma refers to the act of meditation. Abhyasad means this is known through the repeated assertion of the oneness of the Jivatma and Paramatma. These are all, we have to supply all of them. This is the running meaning. Now let us see the significance of the words. Prakashadivate, that means when light appears in a small object, it seems to be of the dimension of the object, and the light seems to be a dot. Therefore, prakashadivate is light seemingly pluralistic, and they are not different. Light coming out through a small hole and light coming out through the window are not different, but apparently they look different. Adi means etc., etc. It means akasha drishtanta, here space. And the difference is seen because of the size of the containers. Part space, that space, this space, all that. Body to body in case of jivatma. And avaiseshyam means abhedaha, aikyam, identity between jivatma and paramatma. Between them, there is real aikyam with seeming difference. The word seeming is important. With seeming difference. Karmani. Karmani refers to the meditative action. Here, meditative action is referred to here as karma. Or the action of meditation we can call. There is seeming difference, vedaha eva, at the time of meditation. There is only seeming difference. We keep the difference in mind. Meditator is called from the standpoint of the body. The meditator status does not refer to the consciousness. When I say meditator, I keep the mind of jivatma in view. And when I say paramatma, I keep paramatma in macro entity, murta, amurta, prapancha. When I see difference, I kept the container in the mind. And when I say aikyam, I keep in mind the content, atma. So, veda sahitaha, dhyana karmani, at the time of dhyana. Abhyasat. Abhyasat means you know the aikyam from tattvamasi mahavakya. From that mahavakyam, you know through the asi padam, you know the aikyam. And from this, what do we find? We find difference is superficial. And identity between jivatma and paramatma, that is real. Now, just to recap, the sixth adhikaranam of second pada of chapter 3, in which the tatpada or paramatma vichara is going on. And that's what we are seeing so far. And we completed the neti neti vakyam of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. The two netis, neti neti, two netis negate the attributes of Brahman. And the Shunyavadis, they say that one neti negates attributes and the other neti negates Brahman, the substance itself. And they say Shunyam is the ultimate reality. And this is the view, this view is objected by the Siddhanti in these sutras. That's what we are seeing. And we say two Visheshanams are negated, namely, and Nirgunam. Nirviseshanam Brahman is not negated. And having said this, Vyasacharya confirms by pointing out the experience of the wise people in meditation. He says, the wise people negate all attributes, murta, amurta, prapancha, and they do not arrive at sunyam, but recognize Nirvisesha Chaitanyam Brahman, Nirgunam Brahman. They recognize it as Sakshi Chaitanyam, witness consciousness. Up to this is the first topic. And the last topic triggers another topic. Since Vyasacharya says jnanis recognize Paramatma as Sakshi Chaitanyam, it is very clear, the wise people, that's what we said. It is very clear that Paramatma is the recognized one and jnanis are recognizers. Jnanis are knowers and Paramatma is known. So the Bhedavada is the second topic. And this topic commenced from Sutra 25. And Vyasacharya said that the Jivatma and Paramatma Beda is Vyavaharika Satyam and not the absolute reality. One and the same consciousness, Chaitanyam, from micro angle is called Jivatma, the knower. And the very same Chaitanyam from macro angle is the Paramatma, the known. And the remove the micro upadhi, Jivatma is not knower, and remove the macro upadhi, Paramatma is not known. Therefore, knower known difference is Vyavaharikam and not Paramarthikam. These two upadhis, micro and macro container, will not pollute the Chaitanyam consciousness. Consciousness being what? Asangaha. And consciousness in micro container is not polluted by negative attribute of the individual. And the consciousness in macro container is not tainted by the positive attributes of Paramatma also. Neither good virtues nor the negative attributes, they go to pollute consciousness. Therefore, bhedaha vyavaharikam, abhedaha paramarthikam. Duality is the relative truth and non-duality is the absolute truth. This is further reinforced in the following sutras that we read. Next sutra. Ataha anantena tatahi lingam. Ataha anantena tatahi lingam. 26th sutra, second pada, third chapter, 344th running Brahma Sutra. So the result of realization of Brahman is stated here. It is confirmation of Abhedavada or Aikyavada. Jivatma and Paramatma Aikyam is reinforced in this sutra. Since Bheda is incidental, difference is incidental, Vyavaharikam, and Abheda is real, Paramatikam, Jivatma and Paramatma Aikyam alone should be taken as the teaching. This is supported by the Shruti Vakyas also. For everything, you should have Shruti Pramana. Tattvamasi Vakyam is repeated in Chandogya Upanishad 9 times, not 1 time, 9 times. There are indirect clues also that support the above statement. For example, in Mundaka Upanishad, 3rd chapter, 2nd section, 9th mantra, that says, the knower of Brahman is Brahman. Sayoha vait paramam brahma vedam brahmaiva bhavati. Na asyam abrahmavit kule bhavati tarati shokam tarati papmanam guha grantibhyaha vimuktaha amruto bhavati. Saha yaha havait tat param. Paramam Param Brahma Veda, the one who knows that highest Brahman, Param Brahma, the one who knows Brahma Iva Bhavati becomes even Brahman. And Asya Kule, A Brahmavit, Na Bhavati, in his lineage, Asya Kule, A Brahmavit, none who doesn't know Brahman will be born. Tarati Shokam, Tarati Papmanam, crosses the grief and all the papas, vices and all that. Guha Grantibhyaha Vimuktaha Amrutaha Bhavati. Being freed from the knots of all the various granthis, the karmas, he becomes immortal. This is possible only if Jivatma and Paramatma are identical. They are identical, and with ignorance, I see the difference, and with wisdom, the difference goes away. Real difference will not go away by knowledge. If there is real difference, it will not go by knowledge. This is the law, like the computer. For example, the computer and me in front. I am different, computer is different. Wherever there is misconception, knowledge can remove the difference. Difference is erroneous perception. And Jivatma, Paramatma, Bheda is avastavam. And Abheda is Vastavam. There is another Shruti Vakyam also in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, 4th chapter, 4th section, 6th mantra. Itinu kamayamanaha, atha akamayamanaha, yaha akamo, nishkama, aptakama, aptakama, atmakama. Natasya prana utkramanti, brahmaiva sanna brahmapeti. Of him who is without any desires. Itinu kamayamanaha and atha akamayamanaha, who is free from desires. The objects of those desires have been attained. Yaha akamo nishkama aptakama atmakamaha. We spend a lot of time in discussing this aptakama and atmakama both. And to whom all objects of desire are, they are there, but the self, they are by the self only, the atman only. The organs do not depart for him. Natasya prana utkramanti, being, because Brahman, he is merged into Brahman only. Brahmaivasan brahmapyeti. That Jivatma, through knowledge, becomes one with Brahman. Naturally, the question will be what? If Jivatma becomes knowledge, jnanam, that is, after jnanam, then before, after jnanam or before jnanam, he was Brahman or not? If he says after jnanam he becomes, then before jnanam he was Brahman or not will be the question. Before jnanam, also Jivatma was Brahman only. Being Brahman, he gains knowledge and becomes, within quotes, Brahman. he is Brahman all the time and he becomes Brahman within course. If he is already Brahman, why should he become Brahman? Being Brahman, the thought he is not. He doesn't have the thought, I am Brahman. He doesn't own up the Brahmanhood. And knowing Brahman, he claimed his Brahmanhood. And the claiming here is figuratively called becoming. Only the claiming, owning up the Brahmanhood. That alone is called becoming. And the Upanishad very clearly says that we are all the time Brahman. And the difference is only the misconception. And knowledge removes it. And we realize that we are Brahman through Jnana. This is the general analysis of this sutra. Now let us see the word analysis. As usual, we will see the general meaning first, running meaning. Ataha anantena tatahi lingam. 26th sutra, second pada, third chapter, 344th running Brahma sutra. Ataha anantena. Jivatma is identical with the limitless Paramatma. Ananta refers to the limitless Paramatma. It is identical. Lingam. Lingam, the last word. There is Shruti statement. Tatahi, in support of this, is the word meaning. Now we will see the significance of the words. Ataha. Ataha means the reason given in the previous sutra. That is, Jivatma is Chaitanyam, Paramatma is Chaitanyam consciousness. And from the consciousness point of view, there is no difference. All those we saw in the previous sutra. So that Ataha refers to all that. Then the difference can be there from the point of view of attributes only. But attribute-wise difference also we cannot talk about. We cannot say God is pure Nirguna Chaitanyam. We cannot say also that. There is no guna for Nirguna Chaitanyam. Pure, impure and all you cannot say for God. There cannot be impurity on Nirguna Brahman. If you say omniscience and attribute belong to the content Chaitanyam, they relate to the container only, not to Chaitanyam itself, the content. Therefore, prakasha tulyatena, the anantaha means Paramatma. We have to supply two words here, Paramatma, Jivatma, Aikyam, all that we have to supply in understanding this particular thing with respect to the content. And the identity of Jivatma and Paramatma should be accepted as truth. Tata, he means in support of that, to reinforce the Aikyam. There are indirect Shruti Pramanas. So this Vyasacharya has reinforced the views of Abheda Vada. Abheda means there is no difference between Jivatma and Paramatma. Now let us go to the next sutra. Ubhaya Vyapadeshattu Ahi Kundalavat. Ubhaya Vyapadeshattu Ahi Kundalavat. 27th sutra, second section, second pada, third chapter, 345th landing number sutra. So these two sutras, this sutra 27 and the next sutra 28, they relate to Purvapaksha sutras. And now a new philosopher is introduced who is not happy with Advaita, Abheda and Aikyavadas. He doesn't like all of them. And he says, Abhedavadins, they commit a big mistake. He says, Advaitins do interpret Vedas in a balanced manner. He only takes some select portions which are very conducive to him and goes on repeating them only. So if you study Vedas comprehensively, you will find Veda Vakyas are there, that is Dvaita Vakyams are there. You study Karmakanda, you will find it full of Veda Vakyas. And the entire Karmakanda is Veda Vada only. And if you come to Jnanakandas, you find there are so many Veda Vakyas also there, even in the Jnanakanda. In the Mundaka Upanishad, third chapter, first section, the first mantra, the very popular mantra, Dva Suparna Sayuja Sakaya Samana Vriksham Parishaswajate Tayoranyaha Pipalam Swadu Atim Anashnan Anyaha Abhichagashiki. So everywhere Shruti talks about Jiva knowing Paramatma, and it is only because of knower known difference. If you talk of Brahma Jnani, there is Brahman and Jnani, two are there. Aikyam, merger into Brahman, again presupposes duality. Aikyam, merger into Brahman, presupposes duality. How can then we ignore them? These Veda Vakyas should be given due importance. And the problem with Advaita is what? They take Advaita Vakyas and ignore the Dvaita Vakyas. And Dvaitins take Dvaita Vakyams and turn a blind eye to the Advaita Vakyas.
None has impartial, comprehensive look at the Vedas. That's what this person claims. So if you have a balanced view, you should accept the Satya Veda and accept Satya Abheda, since both are talked about by the Vedas. So a balanced philosophy, an objective philosophy, matured philosophy, should be taken Veda Abheda Vadaha. In fact, Visishtadvaitam is a refined version of Veda Abheda Vada only. First, accept both are Satyam, is their view. Claiming one is unreal is wrong approach, they say. So both should be taken as Satyam. And once you agree to this fundamental premise, your next problem is, how will you accept both as reality, as there is logical contradiction? Both are opposite in nature. Accepting one is rejecting the other, and they are like light and darkness. And how can you accept both? Veda is revealed by Shruti, and Abheda also is revealed by Shruti. Now you try to handle the contradiction. He says, Veda and Abheda can be accommodated by having the Guna Guni Drishti or Amsha Amshi Drishti. We have seen this in some context earlier. Seeing one as attribute and the other as noun, and one as part and the other as whole, is a sensible view according to them. Part whole view. Take Jivatma as Visheshanam of Paramatma, or as part of Paramatma. And once you have this vision, it will accommodate Veda as well as Abheda, both. Attribute is neither totally different from substance, nor is it totally identical with the subject, substance. Attribute cannot exist separate from the substance. At the same time, attribute is identical with the subject also. Both cannot be totally identical, at the same time, not totally different also. Jivatma is an attribute of Paramatma. They are neither very different nor totally identical. Substance and attributes are both equally real. The relationship between the real substance and real attribute is Veda Abheda Dvaita Advaitam. It is like the hand and the individual. Is the hand identical with me, or is the hand different from me? Hand is not identical with me. If it be so, weight of me will be the weight of the hand. Hand, the Amsha and individual Amshi cannot be identical. At the same time, they are not different also, because a part cannot exist separate from the whole. For example, New Jersey state cannot be separate from United States, even though it is part of the United States. When a child is born in New Jersey, we say the child is an American. New Jersey is not USA, because area of New Jersey and USA are very different. So many other differences. Therefore, Veda Abheda Vada should be accepted, is his premise. This is the Veda Abheda Vada, which was prevalent as Shankaracharya's time. We will go to the general analysis of 27th Sutra now. And Vyasacharya gives two examples for Guna Guni or Visheshana Visheshya Sambandha. You can take the example of dress and the color, for example, and also the person and the hand. Vyasacharya gives two different examples. The example he gives is the snake and the snake's coil. The relationship between them is coil, is the snake's coil is part of the snake. It is part of the total snake, and both are related in Amsha, Amshi, Sambandha. And the second example he gives is the light and its luminosity or radiance. It's another example Vyasacharya gives. He uses the word Prakasha and Prakasha Ashrayaha. Sun is about 9 crore miles away from here. What is the relation between the sun and the sunlight? They are neither different nor they are identical. This is again Guna Guni Sambandha. Now let us see the word analysis. First, see the running meaning. Ubhaya Vyapadeshat. Since the Shruti tells Ahi Kundalavate, they are Jivatma and Paramatma, they are like what? Are indeed like a snake and the coil. Snake is the Amshi and coil is Amsha. Now let us see the significance of the words. Ubhaya Vyapadeshat means there is Shruti Vakyam in support of both Dvaitam and Advaitam, Ubhaya, both. One is the third chapter, first section, first mantra of Mundaka Upanishad, the Dvasuparna mantra, and the two birds mantra, and the other is Tattvamasi of Chandogya, sixth chapter. And the word tu refers to the emphasis. on Advaita. And Ahi Kundalavate means snake coil, like the snake and coil. So therefore, Jivatma is an amsha of Paramatma. Paramatma is like fire, and Jivatma is like spark. Paramatma is like the ocean, and Jivatma is like the wave. And Paramatma is the body, and Jivatma is the cell. This is one example that Vyasacharya gives. Now the Purvapakshi, he continues with the second example in the second sutra. That maybe I will see in the next class, because it will take some more time. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaham tasya prakriti leenasya yaparasamaheshwaraha sri krishna arpanamastu.